Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talk Over podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music.
We're inside the building, cuz.
Hashtag Talk Over Pod Clart. In the building.
Inside the Riznide.
Oh, I think, sorry.
Wagwan, my doggy.
I think that was probably the weirdest sounding intro I ever did. But you know, in the mornings, you know those...
Sound like you're taking a turd, mate. You all right over there?
No, you know those stretches? No. You know those stretches when you've got your arms up and it's just the best stretch?
Bruv, listen, yeah. When you can stretch so hard, you feel... Pause. When you can stretch so much, yeah, you feel like... You could like break a bone. You know them ones.
I'm still going.
Just belch as well.
I'm still going. Mate, I think this is the best stretch I've ever had. That's the best stretch I've had for a while. Not gonna lie.
Good stuff.
That was a good
one.
That's
great to know.
Whoa, what an intro. Yes.
Anyway, Stylus and Double back inside the building.
Stylo.
Pop in my G.
It's not Stylus, bruv. Get it right. It's Stylo.
Bro, listen, yeah. It's taking a bit of getting used to myself. Some gal come up to me on Friday, but I'm not fucking calling you Stylo. I was like, all right, mate. Calm down.
The aggression.
What the hell? Mate, I'm still figuring it out myself. It's going to take a minute. Yeah. But to be fair, it's more of... I don't care if people call me Stylus, man. This is the thing. I was called Stylus and Mama calling me Stylo. Now I've changed it to Stylo and Mama calling me Stylus.
Yeah.
Make your bloody mind up.
I was going to ask what you're going to do with all your drops, because you got a lot of DJ drops.
I've just, when it goes, you're now listening to DJ Sty, and then I cut it out and put low on the end myself.
What, even like, because you got one from J. Cole and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's a bit peak, to be fair, but do you know what? I'm not even, like, it's drops in it, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I'm not fully... I've still got them in it for myself just to get gassed over. I'll just sit there and play them to myself at home.
Stretch while you listen to them. Pause.
Yeah, exactly.
How was the weekend, bruv?
Good. Bruv, do you know what, yeah? I've been sick for about a week, man. I've just been run down in it, but I'm slowly back. I'm back in the game.
Yeah.
Weekend was all right. Started a new residency last week, which was dope. I've got a new Saturday spot now.
Good shit.
So yeah, man, just kind of feeling that out a little bit.
Nice.
But yeah, man, good weekend. You know, Friday was lit. Usual spot over in Liverpool. Ink Bar is on fire, man.
Yeah, I see that place. Guys. That place looks dope, man. I see Chucky plays there as well, bro. Like, I see between the two of you two, you make that place like one of the sickest places in the country, I swear.
It's dope, man. Yeah, to be fair, on the Saturday, they rotate residents.
Right.
So they've had like loads of people come from Saturdays. I think D. James was on rotation.
Yeah.
Chucky was on rotation. Kenny All-Star was there last week.
Oh, okay, sick.
But then I just do the Fridays on my own. Like, that's just our own little thing.
Yeah, bring me
don't
in,
cuz. Don't need guests on the Friday, mate. I got this.
Yes, smashes it.
Wait,
put me in on a Saturday, bruv. Come on, hook me up.
Might do.
Hey,
Think about it. No joke. hater, bro. This guy. I'm waiting for man to bring me down south from about 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that is very true.
Getting no ratings. I'm getting no ratings. You know.
Yeah, no one down here likes you. All right. Before we start, I want
to
say
you're lucky, mate. I don't want to start taking man sets.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is, bro. I'm just scared that you're going to take all my work.
I get it.
I want to big up Nick T because he brought me up to Peterborough on Friday. To play at his night in the Red Rooms, it was called. And
snap, that's that is it Vanity,
that's right. Yeah, man, that was
a good spot,
that was good fun. I had good fun. They kept the rum and apple juice flowing all night, which I'm happy with. And you know what's cool,
was double on the jet ski wave.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
you didn't end up on a bathroom floor again.
No, I didn't end up unconscious this time. I was very stable.
Good stuff.
There was no
good
coffee portrayed. Who, however, who was it? Oh, I can't picture who it was. I think it was DJ Stefanos, who also plays in the same venue. Yeah, and there was a point.
Yeah.
There was a point. He was trying to throw Jager bombs down my throat, but I've given up. I know, I've given up caffeine for Lent, so I couldn't have any caffeine. And then he was like, well, what about coffee Patron? And I was like, well, no, it's got caffeine in it probably, but also coffee Patron does very bad things to me, as I found out when we went to Manchester. So.
What, so you give up caffeine for Lent, so that's like no coffee Patron, you know? Surely you can make an exception.
No.
For a bit of liquor.
No caffeine whatsoever. Absolutely none. Which means I'm off coffee, bro.
We can't be friends right now, mate.
Bro, do you realise how hard it is with this lifestyle without coffee? Like, on a Monday, I'm up at 6:30 in the morning to get my son to school because he has football club before school. And then I'll play on a Monday night, so I'm not in bed till like 4:30. Some emotions, yeah. Mate.
And I don't know how you do that, bro.
I have to do it with no coffee. Is life. I know. Usually
coffee
it
is life, mate.
Usually it is for me. But yeah, Peterborough was good fun. And then Saturday, I was just in my residency, and that was decent as well. But yeah, so quite a few. I had a report back from quite a few clubs in the country. Like Friday and Saturday, apparently was down, and part of the blame for this is falling on the coronavirus,
the corona clart,
the corona clartage.
It's been a bit, bro. Do you know what? Yeah, the last few weeks has felt a bit weird. I feel like it's flipping, like Walking Dead tackle. Like there's like a weird aura in the air. Like I don't know, man. It just feels a bit weird right now, innit? Do you feel that, or is that just me?
The weirdest thing, the absolute weirdest fucking behaviour, is this whole toilet roll thing, bruv.
Yo, right. I shouldn't even laugh, yeah. But please tell me you've seen the video of the grannies and that scrapping.
Yeah, man. I've seen so many videos. There's videos from England.
I shouldn't even laugh, but it's a bit peak.
You know, like the cash and carry places that do like wholesale things for businesses.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Seen them getting fucking raided by customers and literally like old people shifting like 10 packs of 20 rolls. Like I saw some guy. He was about 80 years old and he had a trolley, no lie, about 200 loo rolls. Like. He's 80, man. That's going to last him for the rest of his life. Like, actually, for the rest of his life. He's got a lifetime supply.
I get the stockpiling, yeah, but, like, we're not even there yet.
No, listen, I tell you...
Like, the UK love to blow, like... I'm not trying to say it's not serious, because it is, but the UK love to blow shit out of proportion, innit?
You know what? It's social media, I think, fuels a lot of the fear behind it. Now, here's what makes sense. Here's what makes sense to me. The advice that you're given... Right, is if you get the symptoms, basically to shut down your entire lifestyle and sit inside your house for 2 weeks.
Self-containment.
Basically,
that's
yeah.
That's isolate, what it's saying,
isn't it? Isolate yeah. yourself. Self-quarantine, basically. So what makes sense is to buy a little bit extra canned food and dry food, like some pasta and some rice and stuff that you can cook yourself and whoever lives in your house. For 2 weeks. 2 weeks worth of food, basically, so you don't run out if you have to just lock yourself away for 2 weeks and ride it out. That's so that you don't start infecting other people if you're going like sneezing in the supermarket and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
So they're saying 2 weeks is like the time scale.
Apparently, yeah. Like so if you're flying back from Italy right now, the recommendation is you get back from Italy and you stay at home for 2 weeks. Don't go back to work. If you've got kids and you took them with you, don't take them to school. Keep yourself in the house for 2 weeks. And that's like apparently a good amount of time to see whether or not you have actually got the illness. Which from what I've read, it's just a hardcore flu, basically. You get a fever, you get a cough, you get sneezes and runny nose and all that stuff. And you just generally feel like shit. But the problem is because it's spreading so quickly... And there have been some deaths reported. It's a higher percentage than normal flu. Like, normal flu, I was reading, yeah? Let me see if I can find this real quick.
This is the thing, the stats, yeah. I've seen some stats, yeah, where the normal flu be killing off way more people.
No. So it doesn't kill more people. The normal flu, apparently, can kill between 300,000 and 600,000 people a year worldwide, just from normal flu. That's quite a high number. That's a lot. That's like, high. If you think of all those people in one space, right, 600,000 people, that's a lot of people in a year to die. That's just from what we call normal flu. But I wish I had it actually in front of me. I can't find the percentages. The difference is with this one... because there's, let's just say, 100,000 cases confirmed and nearly 4,000 people have died, that's nearly a 4% death rate, which is a lot higher in percentages than what we call normal flu. So that's where the fear is coming from, because they're like, oh shit, 4% of people are dying, da 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 da. But bruv, like, it's just because there's 100,000 known cases around the world, and this is the trend that everyone's talking about at the moment. The other thing,
I was just about to say, bro, man, when you break it down, like,
well, the other thing is,
people have been dying from flu for the longest.
Well, the other thing about it is, there's going to be a lot of cases of people who have really good immune systems and aren't affected as badly. So they might get coronavirus and they might just have a bit of a cough and feel a bit lousy, put themselves to bed for a night, and then the next day, if they fucking get up, have their ginger shots, and they're feeling right as rain. Do you know what I mean? So, like, in those instances, those cases are not going to be reported. Like, just for example, bruv, if I felt shit now...
Even if you don't feel too shitty, though, bro, like... it can still be passed on, though, isn't it?
So apparently there's, like, carriers. Yeah, you can actually be a carrier and not have the symptoms. But I think there's you can do that with a cold. I don't get colds and flu. I probably get them, like, once, at worst, twice a year, bruv. At absolute worst. But I might be bopping around with it, bruv. Healthy, I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, because really? I am healthy. I have a very healthy lifestyle, so my immune system's really good. But if I felt crappy today, I wouldn't call the doctor and be like, oh, yeah, I've got corona. I'm going to lock myself away. I'd just do what I normally do. I'd just go to bed, make sure I'm eating healthy and drinking healthy and getting enough sleep. And then I'd wake up the next day and see how I feel. Do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't report it, but I might have had it. If that was the case, I'm not saying I might have had it, but do you know what I mean? Like, before everyone starts freaking out.
Bro, this is the thing. Like, I was getting worried thinking I had it, but I'm not even going to lie. Like, I felt a bit groggy in that, but I've not, like, had no, like, fever or, like, what they're saying, like, shortness of breath and all that stuff. I've just been a little bit run down, innit?
Yeah.
Because I was traveling so much, but then all this stuff is going on in the news, and I'm, like, it's getting mad paranoid, yo.
Yeah, it's...
Obviously, I'm a clean guy, like, it's not took a killer virus for me to be told to wash my hands regular, you get me? So all that stuff, I had that under control anyway. But just seeing all this on the news, just feeling a bit shitty, I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
The status got the corona clot. Like,
the corona
clot.
It's
a bit mad. It's a bit mad. I'm just looking for it. Like, it's just basic symptoms, but it says even if you don't have them. as you say, these symptoms do not necessarily mean that you have the illness, innit? So it's one of them. It's touch and go. Yeah. But then they say don't go to the doctors. Stay at home.
Yeah, exactly.
So then how do you know if it's official?
That's,
you can't leave your yard.
Which is exactly what I'm saying.
You just got to take an educated guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying, bro. There's going to be a lot of people like me and you. Like, for example, I wouldn't go to the doctors because I'm like, there's no vaccine out there for it. So there's nothing the doctor can do other than actually say, oh, yeah, you've got it. Now you need to go home and lock yourself at home for 2 weeks. But what I've done is I've gone to the doctors and fucking infected 15 other people that were sat in the waiting room and the doctor. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I wouldn't bother. And in that instance, me having it wouldn't get reported. So what I think is there's so many more people that actually have it but haven't reported it, which actually means this 4% or near 4% death rate is going to be a lot lower because there's so many. Let's just say there's 200,000 people on the planet because 100,000 haven't reported it. Now we're only talking a 2% death rate.
The thing is as well, bro, there's some grubby people in the UK, man, that just don't even... I'm being serious, bro, like... The amount of times I see a man leave a bathroom and not wash their hands and shit like that, like, you know, just little things like that. Like,
yeah.
There's some grubby people out here that don't clean themselves properly, innit? So it's like...
I'll tell you something super funny, right? So there's a guy that came in the club. He's a regular, came in the club on Saturday. I see him all the time. I won't bait him up with his name, but...
doesn't clean himself.
He came into the DJ box, said hello to me. And as always... He spudded. Most people in the club, I spud anyway. I don't really go for the handshake because I know most of these grubby fuckers don't wash their hands after taking a piss. So Most of the time, spud people, unless it's like a club manager, I'll give him a handshake, you know. But so this guy, anyway, I gave him a spud. After we spud him...
Well, so unless it's the manager, you give him a handshake, so man will risk the corona clout for the manager.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't mind that. Got to keep business
risk it for the paycheck, bro.
You know what? Because sometimes, especially when the managers are a bit older, it feels weird spudding like an older guy. Do you know what I mean? Especially like...
I hear that.
If I've known them for ages and when I first met them, you try and keep it professional. So I would handshake them. It just feels weird with an older guy like shaking. I mean,
do an elbow bump. I've been doing elbow bumps and just making a joke out of it. Because I don't want to offend anyone, man. Like, it's a bit of an awkward one at first, did it? Like, someone comes to shake your hand and you're like, nah, don't touch me, mate.
Well, I've kind of been doing that for a while anyway. Like, unless I know you, you're getting a fist bump in the club. Like, even if you put your hand out for a handshake, bruv, because...
Even a fist bump, no, you're still touching hands, fam.
Yeah, that's fine. I wash my knuckles.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's just a quick fist bump, innit? It's not an actual proper handshake. But anyway, so this guy...
All it takes is a touch.
This guy comes into the DJ box, right? Fist bump. As soon as we fist bumps, he gets the hand sanitizer out of his pocket and starts rubbing his hands down. Now...
What, right there in front of you?
Yeah, but what I'm assuming is, I'm assuming because he just got to the club, he must have shook hands, because he's a regular, so he must have shook hands with all the bouncers on the way in or something. It wasn't just a fist bump with me that's inspired him to wash his... Maybe it was, I don't know. Anyway, he steps out the DJ box, and immediately, right in front of me, there's a girl that he knows. Bruv, he hugs her. Like, proper close quarters, they hug each other.
Mad.
And then he keeps it moving. No word of a lie. No word of a lie. Later on in the night, same guy got into a fight. Is there proper scrapping with someone? And I'm just like...
The guy is walking around rubbing...
Fist bumping. And that's... And then he's putting a sanitizer on. But later on, he's actually scrapping with people.
Next thing, he's punching man up.
So, bruv, make your mind up, innit? Make your mind up. Pants. So,
bro, yeah. Do you know what's mad, yeah? You see these CSI films when they go into crime scenes and they shine the UV light on the wall.
Yeah.
And you can see all, like, the germs and that. But imagine that you could just see that shit in real life.
Yeah.
Like, it is pretty peak. Like, if this gets out of hand, it's going to get peak quick.
So, there's a few companies, there's a few big companies in the UK that have had... meetings already about their clubbing chains and what to do in terms of this virus and basically like the protocols that they need to go through, but also whether or not they're going to be shutting down. Because you got to think, bruv, if the government decides that, like, Italy has just announced they're putting 16 million people into quarantine, bruv.
They're going ham over there. Jesus,
I just saw that as the headline, so I didn't read into it. I don't know exactly what that means. But in China, what they did was they were locking off entire cities, bruv. So if you can't go in or get out of the city, obviously all the clubs in the city, all the entertainment places, restaurants, cinemas, everywhere was shut down. And it was just essential shops and pharmacies were left open. And that was it.
I watched something actually, now while you're talking about China. I watched a dude, a Brit that was out there. He was on This Morning the other day.
Yeah.
And he was... They had him on a live feed and he was talking about the situation out there. Basically, they've all been self-quarantined. They're not allowed to leave the house. And then for, like, each area, like, they have one person who's allocated to, like, get, like go to, like, a meeting point and get, like, the survival pack to go back and deliver stuff to everyone's houses.
Yeah.
So, like, only one person is allowed to do that. And he's saying, like, the streets are just completely empty. It's, ghost town. And he can't get out. It sounds like the end of the world, fam.
It does sound it's like the deep. End of the world.
For them guys out there, especially, obviously, the UK, it's going to need to get peak before they start locking off like that. You know what England's like, bro? Shit never stops.
But this is the difference as well, bro. China's a communist country. So if the police and the military and the government say you cannot leave your house, then you're not fucking leaving the house, bro, because they don't fuck about there. I saw a video.
Yeah, they don't mess around over there, bro.
I only know the context of this video through social media. So someone might turn around and say, no, it's not real, it's something else. But what I saw was a couple being put into a van, basically. It was told that they had coronavirus. They were put into the back of a van, and it was like a pickup style van, but on the back of the van was like a It was basically like a telephone box with no windows, and they were put inside that, both of them, and then driven away. Now, the context, the context of the video was that they had corona, they had tested positive for coronavirus, so they had been taken away. But again, like, you know what social media is like? It could be, that could be a 5 year old video from something else that's happened. That could be behind the scenes of a film set, or do you know what I mean? Anything. It could be anything.
They did it with that old couple. There was an old man and an old lady, and they put a picture of them on the front of the papers, and they had like gas, like the mask, like sunburn marks on the face, like they'd had a mask on and they'd been sat out in the sun. And then it turned out the picture was, they wrote some big story on it. It turned out the picture was like 20 years old.
Yeah.
And then their son had come out and was kicking off saying, look, my parents are now like 90 years old. They're both dying of cancer. And now like this, they've seen this on the news and they think like the whole country like hates them and shit.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yo, bruv. So I mean about the British press though.
Yeah, the media are dickheads,
and it's a full spread. I'm just reading about this Italian lockdown now. 16 million people in quarantine. Number of cases in Italy rose to 7,500 on Sunday. 366 deaths. Only China has recorded more.
Yeah.
So why is Italy so connected like that? It's a bit mad, you know.
Bruv, it could be anything. It could be that there's a huge Chinese tourism trade in Italy. Do you know what I mean? When I was in Prague in January, and we noticed, because obviously that it was kind of bubbling in January. There was talk of it, but it wasn't as big as it is here. But there was like a noticeable amount of Asian, and I mean, I don't know if they were Chinese or not. Do you know what I mean? But they were clearly from that part of the world, and loads of them, school trips, like families on trips, like big, like tour buses full of people pulling up on the spots and all coming out. So there's loads of them on holiday in Prague when I was there in January. Like, so it could be a case that Italy might be a real hot spot for Chinese tourism or something, and someone might have brought it over from there. Because they're saying, obviously, like the first recorded cases were from China. So it spread out from there.
I remember when it first came online, and it was a video of a girl eating a bat. And they were like saying, "Oh, it's come from this and blah blah blah."
Bro, this is the thing I hate about fucking
social media. Is a myth, mate.
But you know what the problem is, bro? So many people
try not to panic or read into it too tough. I'm not gonna lie. Like, obviously, it's there, it's legit, it's out there, but I'm just not letting it. Like,
so many people, bro, get their information from social media. And like, and you know what? You know what's worse?
Like,
more
it's
times,
gospel.
These exactly. But these are the people that are also out there screaming, "Oh, don't trust mainstream media! Mainstream media are lying to us." But then they'll go and believe anything,
and then quote an article on Twitter or something.
from John from Blackpool, who's tweeted something random just because he was bored and found a picture, and now they're like, "Oh, like, no, just you have
that's,
to get the facts."
That's legit. That's
and
legit.
The thing is, you can't guarantee. I mean, everything I know about it, I've read from the NHS website. So that's where I've got it from, because it's the NHS. Like, I don't know anyone that's had any first-hand dealings with it, so I couldn't tell you. I'm just getting my information from the NHS website. Do you know what I mean? Some people be like, yeah, but that's run by the government, and the government don't want you to know the truth. But I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going with the information that I can get. I'm not going off of tweets or Instagram videos or YouTube videos. But at the same time, I'm not going off of the news reports either, because I do believe the news reports in every instance of these sorts of things blow them out of proportion for whatever reason. Do you remember the Ebola scare? Ebola was going to kill us all.
I remember it, mate. I remember it.
That was going to be the end of the world. So, but
even with the swine flu and all the other stuff, I feel like the media, there's bare scare tactics going on, man. It's like my missus was giving me some full-on breakdown of the, like, she thinks it's some sick conspiracy in it. I won't even go into that now, but yeah, I'll tell you off air, mate, because we'll be here all day.
no, go on, just the rough outline. What did she say?
So she was saying how it was something to do with trying to keep people indoors to stop like global warming and the atmosphere being affected, and like they've targeted countries where the pollution's at the highest, and like, i.e. China and stuff like that.
Bro, that's actually a really interesting theory that I've heard.
She's got a sick one, and she's not even a conspiracy theorist like that, but I think she listens to me, and now all of a sudden she's got this sick conspiracy. And to be fair, it sounds quite legitimate, man.
Have you seen the pictures, the pollution maps in China?
Yep, exactly.
Like January to now. Now, that is obviously, that's something, again, I saw on social media, so I don't know the full legitimacy.
She doesn't use social media, innit? So she's come up with this out of her own back. She doesn't use socials. She's not on Twitter.
Bruv, you know what? The other thing, we're going well away from clubbing now and well into conspiracies, but you know what? The other thing is...
Usual pod club behaviour.
Have you not noticed, like, there was a lot of countries that were rioting and a lot of, like, public disorder. There was public disorder in Hong Kong that was going off really badly. And there was weekly riots, like, literally people tearing up the place in Paris. And there was a bunch of other places as well. I'm pretty sure there was one in America. And I can't remember. There was two other countries that someone mentioned to me the other day. And because a friend of mine's a proper conspiracy theorist. He loves it. and... He was explaining, so we were having a conversation about it, but he was actually saying, like, all of these riots and stuff, now, like, there's certain parts of China, apparently, where you're not allowed within 2 meters of someone in public. Do you know what I mean? And what he's saying is, the theory behind that is, now, that's going to stop the riots, because big crowds of people are legally not allowed to gather.
Some kind of control. Some kind of crowd control, or some kind of overall, like, it's...
Mad, isn't it?
The pollution stuff sounds like legit, man. And like China, maybe they know something that we don't. Like the world's coming to an end or some shit because of the state of global warming. Or it could be super far fetched, but we're never gonna know. You get me? Like we're not gonna know.
There's a 5G. Have you heard the 5G conspiracy?
The 5G.
You know 5G, the network, the frequency that's using for Wi-Fi now and stuff.
That's meant to be like give you cancer and all sorts. Apparently,
it's not good. Apparently, now this, I just want to put a disclaimer. This is not something I believe, but this is something I read. And as far out as it is, there are factors that are like, okay, this could be a real thing. So you know about chemtrails, right?
Yeah.
So this person that I was reading their thing about the 5G network, apparently 5G, Wuhan in China was the first city where 5G went active.
Oh, for real?
And what they're saying is they've tied it all in with chemtrails and basically said all the dust that we've been breathing in over the years through the chemtrail spraying it goes into our body, and through this 5G network, which is now basically becoming a global thing, it's activating these particles and basically fucking up your immune system.
What?
As part of a plan, like this is a super conspiracy. Like this is like the Illuminati new world order type conspiracy things, all to do with depopulation stuff. But interesting, man.
Surprise you, man. All I know is like it's gonna get to the point where, like, it's going to start messing up people's finances and all that, innit? And, like, especially, I've already seen, like, music festivals are getting cancelled.
Yeah, South by Southwest.
Yeah, South by Southwest was cancelled. I'm hearing rumours of Coachella and stuff maybe getting pulled.
Like, they cancelled the Geneva Motor Show as well the other day, which is a big, like, car convention. But obviously, like, it's all, like, supercars and stuff. And obviously, Ferrari...
Oh, Ultra Music was cancelled as well. Shit, I forgot about that, wasn't it?
What was?
Was the Ultra Music Fest cancelled?
Don't know. South by Southwest is the only one that I know has definitely been cancelled because of this.
I know, and Stormzy cancelled all his Asia shows.
Yeah, Stormzy cancelled them. But the motor show as well, just to finish that point, it has a lot of Ferrari and Lamborghini people there. And obviously they're Italian car designers, aren't they? So there was going to be a lot of like people from Italy going to Geneva for the car show.
Oh, bro, yeah. Bear have been cancelled. Ultra Music Fest is that big one in Miami. It's huge. It's like 170,000 cancelled.
Wow. Mad.
Tomorrowland cancelled.
Oh, yeah. I heard about Tomorrowland, actually, yeah.
The Winter Edition cancelled. Coachella launches on the April 10th. That's the thing, man. That could be the next one.
Hmm. I wonder about Southwest
cancelled.
About the smaller ones like DBE.
Oh, even Glastow, man. Glastow's coming around, mate.
Fresh Island. Yeah, Glastonbury, that has the potential of being cancelled. It's all a bit mad, bruv.
It's like ones where it's like international and people are coming from all over the world. Like, that, yeah. It's not safe.
Well, one thing they're going to have to do is, if they're not cancelling it, only sell tickets within the nations, innit? Not sell international tickets.
I know, but how do you vet that, though, man? Like, someone could just... Still, you can still get tickets, isn't it? Like,
there was someone a while ago. I don't know who it was, but there was ID tickets. So you buy your ticket with your ID, obviously with your money, okay. But you have to use your ID, and it has to be you that turns up with your ticket. And I think that was to, but that was to stop ticket touting. It's to stop people buying 10 tickets up and then selling them.
Mate, I'm gonna go and buy. I'm buying a mask today. Me, fuck this.
There's no point. There's no point.
Yeah.
The only the only point in buying a mask is if
buying one anyway.
But they're not that effective. They're more effective. No. So hear this. I was looking into this, right? They're more effective if you get ill and have to go out. You put the mask on. And this is actually, funnily enough, this is something that has been a thing in China anyway, long before coronavirus, right?
Yeah, they've been rocking masks for the longest.
Yeah, but the reason for... I looked it up because I remember being in that part of the world before and seeing so many people wearing masks and like seeing them in airports and that with masks and wondering why. So I looked it up and basically if you have a cold or if you have the flu... You wear one of these masks so that when you sneeze and when you cough, your particles don't fucking fly out into the bus or the train or the plane or wherever you are and go on everyone else. So it's actually the masks are for the ill people, not for the people not wanting to get ill. Does that make sense? They're there to catch the germs, 100%. Not stop the germs coming in. So that's where people are getting it misconstrued, man. But did you see the picture of the lady on the bus in London with the bucket on her head? No lie, bro. This lady had a big transparent bucket on her head.
A transparent one as well.
Yeah, so she could see where she was going.
On
her head, and it was tied to her using her scarf through the handles, and I think it was like under her arms and then round her neck, so like it couldn't come off. I just thought, bruv.
Have you got the picture up?
No, I saw it. It came up on Twitter though.
Gonna say, like, when what happens if it gets to the point where we can't go to work?
So this is the thing, right? There's a few companies in the UK which have big chains of clubs have already had meetings about like the protocols and what to do and stuff. So, but the thing is, if the government turn around and say, right, we need to quarantine the country or quarantine certain places, etc. They're going to shut down establishments, bro. They're going to stop restaurants, like fast food places, cinemas, bowling places, nightclubs. Like, they're all going to get told. We're all going to be... No, this is the thing. We're all going to be told, like, shut it down. And immediately, all the places will have to shut. So the problem is, for people like us, that's going to be a massive problem. If, as a DJ, if you make... most of your income or all of your income from clubs, within a month you're going to be fucked. Do you know what I mean? Like, because your money is going to stop overnight, literally. So
so what's the answer then? I guess it's just like prepare accordingly, innit, man. Make sure your finances are in check.
Basically, like,
this is why you've got to make sure you're stacking, bro, because remember when you say save for a rainy day? This could be one of them times,
It might be about to rain. It might not, of course. Like, it might go on fine and this might all settle down and come out of the news cycle finally and then we're all fine. But it might get to a point where they're like, no, we need to shut the clubs down. In which case, my advice would be to everybody right now, don't buy anything unnecessary and literally save as much money as you can right now. Just start putting it away. Just for the basic stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like... Imagine what 1 month, 2 months out of the job. How are you going to pay your rent? How are you going to pay your mortgage? Just to start with. And then, like, how are you going to, once you've got that, how are you going to sort your food out? Like, do you know what I mean? All of that stuff. So.
A DJ tweeted me before, bro, and said he's already been affected by it. He does a winter residency.
Right.
Abroad. And he's saying he's having to leave. For the fear of being locked down in that country and not getting back to the UK. He didn't say where.
Potentially Italy, if he's doing like, he might do the something in like Italian Alps or something.
Well, yeah, he's from Scotland, but yeah, he's been sent home basically. So it's, there you go, prime example. It's getting peak for man.
And this is the thing, like
at Old Trafford yesterday, bro, they've got hand sanitizer things fitted on all the turnstiles and on all the walls.
Yeah,
at United ground.
Yeah, it makes the thing is, with that though.
It kind of...
The hand sanitizer's not enough, innit, man? You've got, like...
Yeah, that makes...
I get it, sense. I get it keeping clean and that, but...
How many of those fans are really shaking hands with each other and stuff? Oh, I guess it's more about touching stuff, isn't it? Touching the banners.
Well, when United scored that goal in the 90th minute yesterday, the whole stadium was crawling over each other, mate. Hugs, yeah. Touching, kissing, all of that. The whole place would have been infected.
Lock it off, mate. Lock them all in.
It's like in Italy, bro, what they've done. So last night, there's like one of the biggest games in Italian football. It's like Juventus, Inter Milan, huge game.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, all these players. Empty stadium.
Literally an empty stadium, like not one person.
An empty stadium, bro. Not one person, just the football teams. They've not allowed the stadiums to open. So for a whole month, the Italian Premier League, same as like United, everything else in Italy, all behind closed doors.
Well,
so this game was televised, bro. It was televised.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea, though. What they did with the rugby, they cancelled the rugby, didn't they, in Belfast?
Okay.
So,
Ronaldo pulled up at the stadium and he's walking and the camera's on him and normally they're walking up the tunnel and all the fans are on either side and like high-fiving him. he gets off the bus and he's walking through the tunnel and he's like pretending to high-five imaginary fans.
I saw that video. Now it makes so much sense. Because I saw that video and obviously I'm not a football fan, innit, so I didn't know any of this, but I saw the video yesterday. And now I fully understand why he's walking down pretending to high five. It's because none of the fans were allowed in. I think that's a great idea, though.
Bruv, do you know what? Yeah, the Premier League, they're just never, they're so money driven, mate. It'll never happen unless it gets to the end of its tether where it's literally forced and they have no choice.
Yeah.
There's no way in this world that the English Football League is getting played behind closed doors. No. It's one of the biggest money spinners in the world, mate. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's mad. So, it is mad.
Whereas Italy, obviously, they're at like a state of alarm, aren't they? It's a bit peak for them.
Yeah, so it is mad.
But in England, I can just see it being drastic action will not be taken until it's pushed right to the edge, I don't think, personally.
I hope that's the case with the clubs as well, bruv, if I'm honest. One thing I was going to say.
Well, yeah, because you want to get paid, but it's like.
What I'd recommend DJs do now.
At what point do you put a stop to it?
Well, yeah, but what I'd recommend DJs do now is, start stacking. Make sure you've got your money at least, like, however much
you... A couple months.
However much it costs you to live on your bare minimum money, so your rent, food and bills and fuel, however much that is for 1 month, I'd say stack for at least 3 months' worth of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Put at least, if you haven't already, get at least 3 months' worth of your... essential money to the side so that you can work, you can live for 3 months without working a day if you need to. Do you know what I mean? Because, bruv, it might come to it. It might come to that. So, it's...
Bro, even when it comes to cleaning your gear, man, like, keep your shit clean now, bruv. Like, you go in, because you don't know what's in the club. Like, you could, even, like, your headphones and...
Yeah.
And, do you know what I mean? All your other bits and bobs that you carry around, like, clean your shit up. Like, you just don't know, innit?
Like that's it. I mean,
you could have bumped a man in the club, and then you're touching your keyboard, and then it's on your keyboard. Like you just don't know, in it. So like, just be careful.
Not
I'm
only
gonna
that,
go
bro,
and disinfect everything.
The mixer as well. Do you know what I mean? Like you're touching
oh,
it.
Oh, and you know what lives on mixers? Oh god, they must be disgusting.
Yeah, I mean they're going to be disgusting anyway. But obviously, you don't want this. I read actually somewhere that. This virus can only live for a couple of hours on inanimate objects, basically.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Even still, like, three of us, last Friday, three of us touched the mixer. Three DJs on set, do you know what I mean? And all of us touched the mixer, so...
It's mad how it's took something like this for people to, like, clean themselves properly, innit?
Yeah.
when you think about it, everyone's just like, clean your hands all the time, clean your hands for more than 20 seconds. Like, rah, did you not clean your hands anyway?
Yeah, how long have you been washing your hands for in the past?
Like, bruv, yesterday I went out for some food, for lunch, and I'm in the toilet, and I've had a piss, washed my hands and that, and then a guy comes out the shitter, and just walks out, bro.
Bruv.
In a restaurant, right, I just looked at my man and he looked at me and I just looked at him as if to say, bro, really?
Nah,
and he just looked ashamed.
Oh, I'd have said something, man. I can't stand
bro, I didn't need to. I said it with the look that I give him and he knew. He knew that I knew that he just took a shit and not washed his hands.
Dirty bastard.
You get me, bro? Like, this is the thing. Like, oh. When I said before, there's some grubby people out here. Mad.
Yeah.
It's all a bit mad, but yeah, keep your stuff clean, mate. Like,
I think
hopefully it's not going to get to that point.
Yeah, but stuff that we can do as DJs though to like just obviously like firstly protect yourself, but secondly actually stop germs spreading in general, which is just general. This is just kind of general advice, but yeah, get the hand sanitizer stuff for when you're in the clubs.
So if I've got one in my bag. I carry one in my bag. I've been everywhere I go now, bro. I whipped it out in the club on Saturday, yeah, on Friday.
Five people probably came up to get a shot.
Yo, all the staff was like, yo, £5 a squirt, mate.
Yeah, standard, bro, standard.
£5 a squirt. I was like, flipping, this stuff is rare now. You get me?
Bro, I saw a picture in America. There's places selling it for like $50. Like $20 yeah, for one and $50 for another, like mad.
eBay sent out an email in it saying we do not appreciate people trying to cash in.
Amazon actually banned because a load of
people
users
out here hustling toilet roll and antibacterial gel.
Loads of users on Amazon got actually kicked off. Their accounts got locked off because they were selling hand sanitizer for like $120.
Yeah, but they don't stop at any other time when people are selling £50 tickets for a grand and that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't send out emails then, though, do they? Like, I get it. Like, this is important, but if you're going to be like that, then, you know what I mean? Be consistent with it, bruv. People are like hustling all sorts of stuff on eBay and Amazon and that. You know what I mean?
Imagine being that person that got super rich during the coronavirus of 2020.
Well, I know one or two man hustling that stuff on eBay. That's how I know about the email.
Yeah. There's going to be a pharmaceutical company that cashes in on this massively. And last week was a good week to buy shares in a tissue company. I'll tell you that. Buy shares in Andrex last week. You're laughing this week.
Yeah, that's a shout. That's a shout.
Definitely. But
my shops haven't been affected, to be fair. Like, I went the other night and bought a load of tissue roll and antibacterial gel and all. It's all there on the shelf, chilling in Tesco.
The worst thing is, bro, I haven't actually been to the supermarket since Friday, yeah? But the worst thing is, we're down to two rolls in my house. Now is the time.
Nah, I've seen your status on Facebook.
What?
You've been stockpiling loo roll, you cheeky git.
No, I haven't. Oh, bro. No. First of all, that picture was a joke. And secondly, someone put it on me on the comment. One of
someone put it
friends,
on you on Facebook and
she was like,
man.
She was like, no, you told Leanne to get loads of toilet roll. I didn't. I just told her to get some because we're running out. I've got two rolls left in the house. So I told her to get some. But what I have done.
That was a picture of Double's at home wrapped in toilet roll looking like a mummy, you know.
But what I have done is I was smart and I've got 2 weeks worth of dry food stashed in my house. That I'm not just in case, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got a big bag
of
pasta.
You've got the garden escape as well, mate. That can be like a bunker.
yeah, exactly. But
Kaz got the escape route.
I've got 2 weeks worth of food prepped and stashed away so that if we have to just lock off from the house and be like, right, we can't go out now for 2 weeks because we're ill, like, I've got food in the house. That's what I've done, 2 weeks worth, but not like fucking 18 years worth. Like, some people have got 500 cans of soup in their kitchen now and shit like that. It's excessive.
Yeah, I've not gone ham like that. So check this. I phoned Sky yesterday to come out to do a. I've got something wrong with my signal at the minute.
Yeah.
So they're sending an engineer out. the guy had to ask me all these questions about the countries I've visited and all that before they send someone to my home.
Yeah. Not surprised.
For prevention of coronavirus. I was like, right. I was like, we need to read all this stuff out to you over the phone. I was like, let's go, man. So yeah, everybody's on it.
Yeah, man.
But it says, coronavirus, the bigger picture in the DJ industry. Here we go. We as individuals can only do what we feel is right. The advice is issued, and I think we have to be mindful of the people we come into contact with and be understanding of the decisions events and artists make. It certainly won't have been an easy one. There's a lot of uncertainty and concern within the music industry. From showrooms, shops, brands, manufacturers, artists and DJs, currently we do not know where things are heading in the UK and only time will tell. Yeah. Our advice is to keep things moving. Our advice to keep things moving is to ensure you have working equipment and any spares of essential items, and if you were considering investing in equipment, maybe consider placing an order for some sooner rather than later. Because apparently, like, all the equipment lines coming in from China and everything are going to be locked off.
Yeah, the factories are shut down, man. There's no factories running in China at the moment. They're not making stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, I think like just also going back to little things you can do just on an actual daily basis from as a DJ, like even just taking requests. Don't lean into someone's face to take a request. Tell them to do it on their phone.
Like bruv.
I do it by telling. I mean, this is something I've done for ages because I wear my in-ear monitors. It's a headache for me to pull them out, lean to listen to people. Like I just point to my ears and just say, yeah. I can't hear you. Write it on your phone. I've been doing that for ages. But that's something you can do now. Get people to write it on their phone and show you instead of leaning in and then they start drunken talking and all their spit going on your face and all that shit. Well, you know what I mean?
Like, the irony of DJs complaining about phones being shoved in our faces and now that's what we want.
Yeah. This is all a conspiracy. It's all a conspiracy from the phone companies to make DJs take requests via phone. That's all this is. The whole thing. But yeah, fist bumps, phone requests, don't share the mic. I don't anyway. Bro, actually, you know what? I'm a proper. All of this has made me realize.
Sharing the mic's the worst, man. Someone hands you a mic and it stinks.
Stinks of saliva, all their spit. And
I know we've come across that one before. Like, I mean, like, I am not touching that microphone. Bro, I carry one in my bag at all times.
All of this stuff, yeah, has made me realize I'm a bit of a germaphobe because all the stuff I'm saying to do, I do anyway. Like, I will not share my mic. I don't care if you're fucking. Bruv, if Drake's turned up at the club to do a PA and I'm DJing and he has to jump on my set, what are you doing without your own mic?
Would you let Beyonce use your microphone?
Yeah, I probably would. Beyonce, Rihanna.
It's like last week when he said he wouldn't DJ a rock set for 10 bucks.
Yeah, Beyonce, Rihanna, Nicki. To be fair,
Beyonce could lick my microphone, mate. Pause. And I do not care.
Yeah, they get a pass. I'd let them share the mic. But no, any guys, rappers, MCs, hosts, get the fuck out. You ain't sharing my mic. Too many germs.
I hear you. I've got a big fat pop shield on my mic right now. I'm not even trying to breathe on it. It's too tough.
Yeah.
Rip your neck.
I have to burn this pop shield.
So yeah, stay clean, guys. Avoid the corona clot.
Yeah.
Rip your neck.
Handling money as well. Once you handed your money and got paid your wages, if you do it by money, you know, a lot of guys get paid straight to the bank now. But if you're handling money, don't forget that money has probably come straight out of the till, which has been paid into by every single clerk that walks into the venue.
Don't, man. This is when you think about it, it's actually deep, isn't it?
Bruv, this is stuff I think about on a daily basis anyway, because I'm like, shit, I've handled money. I have to wash my hands. And now coronavirus is just...
Oh, my days, bro.
Bruv, don't ever put money in your mouth. Because of some people put money in their mouth. Some people.
Bro, who's putting money in the mouth, bro?
All right, no. So like, you got your phone in one hand, your money in the other, and you need to get your car keys out of your pocket.
Oh no. You're putting the money in your mouth. No money ain't going in my mouth, bro. Yeah, I hear you.
But people do.
I tell you what, I got an interesting one on Friday. So I got a money pull up.
Yeah.
And guess what they give me?
£50.
$40.
Dollars.
$40, bro. He was like, the exchange rate is sick on that. I've got it in my pocket right now. I've just forgot it was in my jacket. I got $40, mate, right here in my hand. That's like what, £33 or something?
Good times.
Good shit, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
The guy actually said the exchange rate is good on that, mate. Like, that's me $40.
Nice.
Oh, could have done that when I went to America the other week.
Yeah. Have you not got any money left over that you need to change back?
Nah.
Oh, keep it for next time.
In Vegas.
Keep it for next time, mate.
Spread it all. Nah, I won't be going back to America anytime soon, mate, I don't think.
No, they're going to lock themselves off. They're going to self-isolate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's about to get locked off. But
is there anything else we need to cover? I think that's just about it, really.
Yeah, I think so. We had to touch on it, really, innit? That's all everyone's been talking about, man. And, like, I put a little tweet out and everybody's asking about Corona Clark. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Hopefully we covered it the way they want us to. But, yeah, in terms of, like, the English clubbing industry...
How else are we supposed to cover it, like...
Yeah. In terms of the English clubbing industry, basically, we've said what we know. There has been talks amongst the companies that own the clubs about what to do, but no one has announced that they're closing the clubs down. Touch wood. There's not been any closures yet. There's not been any cases where clubs have been found to be covered in coronavirus. So I think we're good. I think we're going to be all right.
I don't think we're at the extent where we can really judge it yet. Obviously, the bigger stuff's been affected, like the international festivals where people are coming in from all over the place. That I get that the precautions are there, but on the smaller scale in regards to local nightclubs, I don't think we're at that point yet where
a couple things I would say actually. Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say it could just escalate quick. Nobody knows, innit? Nobody really knows.
It's one of those things where it could keep growing exponentially and by June be fucking absolute madness and nowhere's open. Or by April, it might have just died out and gone out of the news cycle. Remember Ebola? Do you remember Ebola, yeah? That was going to zap us all. And then the next month, where was it? It was just gone. I remember literally, like, it was all over the news and then it just wasn't. And then no one cared anymore. So it's like, it could do that. Like, it could do exactly the same thing.
It could be legit. It could be a scare tactic. It could be a load of bullshit. It could be a multiple of things.
Yeah. Right? Did you see
that building in China where they were quarantining all them people? And all of a sudden it just collapsed.
Yeah. It's bad.
Coincidence.
Yeah. But, he took me well away from the DJ topic now.
Sorry, mate, I can't help it, man. That's right. There's so much involved.
One thing I was going to say about it, actually, is like, so in terms of like, again, this is advice towards like younger DJs and stuff, but right now, if you're taking bookings throughout this year, if you're doing guest sets and whatnot, you should be doing this already, but just in case you're not, get a deposit. Get a deposit on every booking. If they want to lock a date in, make sure they pay up front, get the deposit so that if the club shuts down or if the event gets locked off, you've got the money, basically, because they've paid you the money for booking it. The other thing is potentially talk to the clubs that you have residencies at on if there's any way of securing some kind of retainer so that if the club shuts down, they can still pay you something at least just for you to not find work elsewhere. Obviously, if all the clubs are shut, where are you going to work? But it's a conversation worth having, even if you're just saying to them, look, can you just break me off half of the wages just to tide me over? And then when things start up again, you have the conversation about how to pay that back. Do you know what I mean? Even if you just take 50 quid off your wages once things are working again. Do you know what I mean? Just have these kind of conversations with the managers that you're working for, just so that if it does hit the fan and the worst thing happens, you're all right financially. And another thing is, think of potentially a backup plan right now, like another revenue stream. Get on Mixcloud Select, get them subscribers up.
Remember when we were talking the other week about having backup plans? Now could be the perfect time to have that shit in place, mate.
Yeah, it's funny because like the stuff that all the advice that everyone's doing about preparing for things in terms of business, this is all shit we should have been doing anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone should have a backup plan. Everyone should have another revenue stream. That's how you make more money. Do you know what I mean? Like, and yeah, if the clubbing stops, a lot of people are going to be in trouble. So I would say right now, as you are listening to this podcast, like, think of your ways to make sure that you are okay if everything shuts down in the clubs. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble and it could be the end of your business.
Specifically online work as well, bro. If you work online and you can work from home, you're nice.
Yeah. Definitely.
Get me.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a great shout.
Any skills you've got, artwork, video editing, fucking anything, start putting it out there a little bit so that if everything stops in the clubs, you're not screwed. Otherwise, like I say, bruv, like 1 month, 2 months, if you can't pay your rent, you're going to start falling behind. You're going to start getting into debt. That might be the end of your business. No more DJing for you when things recover. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just reading through some stuff about people that have lost gigs. On DJ Tech Tools, and there's a DJ in San Francisco says he's lost 47 days of work over the next 2 months and still losing shows all over the country.
Mad.
Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Two in Orlando. At least two shows rescheduled, cancelled. Yeah, the festival DJs are going to get hit big time. Like, if you're not a residency guy and you're obviously just doing your festival circuit and getting around, then it's going to get peak for them. Obviously, they make a lot more money, so they're going to be semi-covered.
They're going to lose a lot, though,
as well at the same time.
That's the thing. The smart ones will have stacks already, but
at the same time, it doesn't discount the fact that some of these guys are on 20 bags plus for a show. Do you know what I mean? So
exactly. Made a lot, saved a lot, but also going to be losing a lot.
Yeah. So exactly. But
yeah, man.
What can you do? I'll tell you what
you
can do.
Safe out there, my guys. Stay clean. Stack the peas. That's get it. Me.
Wash your hands, man, and save your money.
Wash your clot.
And don't put your money in your mouth. That's the best advice anyone will give you relating to the coronavirus. Don't put money in your mouth. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Don't put money in your mouth.
Fucking hell. All right, I think we're done.
You dirty bastards.
I think we're done. We're out. Your batty. Corona Clarticus. Signing out.
Hashtag talk over pod clart.